Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each episode, we count down our top five favorites in a different category, from movies and music to the totally random. Get ready to laugh and maybe even yell at our picks. Let's get into this week's High Five.
For some reason, so we have to keep the doors closed to the office. The minute she comes in here, she pees. I have no idea
Well, she
why.
is a
It's
puppy.
like, hey, I'm here. I'm gonna pee. Like, I'm like, okay, great.
Yeah, and this is only what, the second week with the puppy? Third week?
Third week?
Not even.
You got it the
Would have
day
been.
exactly 2 weeks ago. Didn't you get
Yeah,
it on
correct. Yep, 2 weeks
Monday?
ago. Yep, yep, yep. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it would be 2 weeks. Yeah, I was thinking it had been a week, but we didn't record last week,
Hi,
so
Tori. Hi, Tori. Hi.
she can't hear you.
I can't hear you, but
Was gonna give her a headphone,
that's
but
fine. All right.
so yeah, what's up? How you guys doing?
Good. How
We're
was your
good.
Father's Day?
Good. Went and saw my folks for a little bit. So Jameson and Reese went out with my dad fishing for about a half hour, and then we went and played football golf or soccer golf, whatever you want to call it. And then that was about it. And then just hung out at home, played outside with the pups. So, what about you?
Nice. Went to Grand Haven for a few hours, basically. Had lunch with my parents and sister and my niece, and spent a little bit of time back at my parents' house, and then came home.
Nice.
But yeah.
Good.
I think before we get into it, I have a little bit of follow-up from our last episode.
Okay.
Listener, is here to
Uh-oh. Hi, Katie.
here, you want to put
Hi,
that? Oh,
Katie.
wrong ear, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh no. What is Katie
Hi.
gonna say to us?
Hi, everybody. I have some
Hi.
follow-up on last week's episode, which was your anti-favorites episode, and it's for Caleb.
Yep.
You missed an item that I actually was expecting to be on your list, and I was surprised it wasn't. So I think you need to own up to it and talk about
Okay.
it.
He's getting
Okay.
nervous now.
No, I'm not getting, I'm intrigued. I'm not nervous at all. I'm
I'm
intrigued.
shocked because when I heard about this thing that you don't like I don't know any other adult in the whole
Oh,
world
is it
that
potatoes?
you have to talk about how you don't like potatoes.
Was that an
Got it.
oversight,
Well,
Caleb?
so I don't. Well, I just don't know if that's a guilty pleasure. Sure, yeah, it could have
Anti-player.
been.
He likes potatoes,
So
except for you.
yeah, that's true. That's a good point. So a point of clarity, it's primarily mashed potatoes. I'll eat a French fry, as long as it's not too potato-y.
You're picky
Don't give me
about
any of
your
your
pot. You're
wedges.
picky about your
I
French
am.
fries, though. Yeah.
We talked about this.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Didn't we do
Yes.
fast
So
food French fries at one
potatoes,
point?
we did. Yep. A couple weeks ago. Yeah. Yeah. Potatoes definitely could have been on my list for sure. Yep. I just don't, they're just so far removed from my brain that I don't even think about them
He doesn't
anymore.
even consider it a
Oh,
food.
like,
My.
yeah, I just don't eat them. I don't think about them. They're just, you
Like
know, I
normal
mean,
people
I
eat
know.
potatoes, so I
Yeah, like my
just
wife
thought
who
for
loves
sure.
potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like
Yeah.
is there like some sort of like childhood story about why you don't like them, or what is it a texture thing, or what's going on?
Nope, I've just never liked them. It's primarily a texture thing. It's both a combination of texture and lack of real flavor.
Well, yeah,
Like people are always
potato
like,
by
"Oh, I love
itself is
potatoes." And I'm like, "Well, what do you love about potatoes?" Well, I
the
like the
butter I
gravy
douse
and the butter. Yeah, exactly. Nobody
it
likes potatoes. They just like the crap you throw on top of the potatoes. So, you know, because nobody's just going to eat a potato plain. You know
Yeah,
anybody that
well,
eats a potato plain?
Kind of like
No.
potato salad, right? That's, you got
No, that
chunks of
has
potatoes.
mayonnaise and other
That's
yummy things on it.
mayonnaise.
There, nobody just eats a potato because potatoes are gross. They don't have good flavor and their texture sucks.
Yeah, what do they call that? A vehicle? It's a vehicle for
Yeah, there you
the
go.
flavor sauce.
Okay,
For
fair enough.
the
I'm glad you spoke to that. So I just thought it
thing.
needed to be
Yeah.
added.
No,
Okay, fair enough.
I appreciate that. Yeah, no, I didn't. Yeah, you're right. It didn't even come across my mind for something to be added to that list because it probably should have been high up there. Because you're right. Most people like potatoes, but I do not like them.
There
There you go. Okay.
you go. Thanks, listener Katie.
Thanks. Love the
Thanks, listener
show.
Katie.
So you hear that, listeners? If you ever have an issue or some sort of follow-up for us, just
Drive over to Jay's house and
find out
get
where
on
we
the
live.
pod.
All you need to know is where one of us lives. Break in.
No, she makes a good point. Yeah, I didn't even think about potatoes. I don't know why, but yeah.
But that's not what we're talking about this week, guys.
Nope.
This week on the High Five Podcast, this is Caleb's topic, right?
Yes, it is.
Where we are talking about overrated actors.
I love
And
how like we're going from like negative to negative to negative. It's like the summer of hate. June is hate month.
Yeah, apparently.
Yep. But yeah, I think so I guess let's just go around. Like what are we looking for? What was some of our criteria for picking overrated actors? I found on my list, it tended to be some nepo babies.
Okay.
Actors that had, some parents in the field already that kind of got there because they were there by proximity. What about you guys?
For me, I was surprised that I have pretty much all men. My honorable mentions, I have two women. But my top five are all men. Yeah, for me, it was sort of like I don't understand why everyone is. I don't understand why these people get hired. I don't
Yeah.
understand. That's really the big mystery for me is why are these people continually hired?
I think my criteria was similar. It was a combination of how are these people in so many movies and or how is their legacy such as they're, seen as like icons. I have one who I think people think is an icon that I'm just like, I don't get it. It makes little sense to me. And mine are also all men too, which is interesting as well.
I have an icon. Yeah, I kind of was looking at the list and I kind of took off someone and put them into the honorable mention category and then threw in an icon. So
Yep,
I
so
have
I
four living people and one dead one.
Okay.
Mine are all living, although one of them's probably on the out, so
Oh, hello.
he's just old. That's all. He's just really old.
Well, should we jump into it? I think this is going to kind of lead itself, and I think I think the thing to remember is, we're not calling these people out for being bad people. We're not calling these people out for, anything other than just their acting skills. Because, and I think that's a reason why. Same with me, Rob. I don't have many females on my list, is because like in especially it seems like especially with actresses, like people hate on actresses a lot, and so I feel very sensitive to that, and so I don't want to call too many actresses out because, and I think actresses. I think men get by with just their looks and just their normal persona very easily. I think women don't. I think women have to be more talented. But let's I think let's jump into it, Caleb. You want to just go ahead and kick us off with your number five?
So my number five is actually an actor who I don't mind in some films, but I don't think is a good actor. I think he's overrated. But I've enjoyed a couple of his films, and that's Matt Damon.
Mm.
I don't know. There's just something about, I just feel like he's always the same kind of character in all of his films.
He
Like
plays himself, yeah.
the way he acts just doesn't seem any different from film to film. When I watch a film, I'm like, oh, that's Matt Damon. It just seems like he's plays himself in all of these movies. I've never seen like a really good, I think he's in some good movies, but I've never seen a movie where I'm like, dang, that's a good acting performance. It's always been, yeah, that's a good movie and Matt Damon was in it.
I would maybe challenge the talented Mr. Ripley is not like a Matt
Yeah,
Damon type character.
it's true.
And that was early in his
But that was
career.
very early.
Yeah.
Yep. And I did like the first couple Bourne Identity movies.
Yeah, I
I
did
thought he
too.
was
I thought
great
they
in
were great.
those,
Yeah.
but again, that could be just
But it's
that
not
just
great
is his
acting.
personality. Yeah.
Like
Yep.
his acting job isn't great in the movies.
Yeah,
It's
you
they're
could have
just
probably thrown anybody in
entertaining
there.
movies.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, and
That's what I said.
it's always a challenge with the whole like, are they playing themselves dynamic?
Sure.
Because on one level, there are some actors that will tell you that's really all they can do, right? Like,
Sure.
I'm me and I'm just playing myself in the given circumstances. There's some actors who are the chameleon types, and then there are others who are maybe trying to find what would be their truth in that story, but they're going to react the way they are. So some of it is a matter of like acting technique.
Sure.
And it's difficult, like, because yeah, there are a couple of people I have on here who are definitely playing themselves, and that's a really difficult dynamic to navigate when you're trying to talk about who's overrated or underrated. Of course, you know, like all of this is subjective. So,
Sure. Yep.
yeah, of
And
course.
like I even said, I mean, I don't, there's lots of movies of his that I enjoy. Like they're good
Right.
movies. I don't know. I mean, he's in a lot of stuff and it just doesn't seem like, I've never been blown away by in acting performance of his. Let's
Right.
just put it that way.
Yeah. Yep. Rob, do you want to go? Give us your
Yeah,
number five.
my number five is Chris Pratt.
I think he came up in our brief discussion, didn't he?
I realized that there were a lot of people who probably loved him when he was chubby and in Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah.
And then he became like a men's health cover model,
Yep.
Marvel, you know, probably doing supplements.
Star-Lord.
I don't know. There's just a smarminess to him. And I think also too, he has revealed a little too much about himself, I think, in his personal life that just sort of carries over to this cockiness. And frankly, he just strikes me as incredibly stupid.
Yeah,
He
I can see
strikes
that.
me as pretty, but stupid. And so kind of like what you guys said, like coasting by on your looks, I think that's very much what happened with Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I think he was in his sweet spot when he was chubby and in Parks and Rec, and he was just the dumb golden retriever puppy that just followed everybody around and just said stupid stuff. And I did like him in, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, but like I think it was more of the material, like we said before. I think you could have thrown anybody in that
Sure.
role and it would have been funny and fun.
Matt
But
Damon.
Matt Damon. Just switch roles.
Although also whenever I see Matt Damon, I just think of, do you guys remember the South Park movie? I can't remember where they're dolls and they just have that Matt Damon doll and he just goes, Matt Damon, Matt Damon, I'm Matt Damon, Matt Damon. You know what I'm talking
No.
about? Team USA, I think it, or Team America? Team America.
Team
That's what it is.
America.
Yeah.
America.
Yeah, if you've ever seen that movie, there's a puppet of Matt Damon and it makes me
Yeah,
laugh
I
every
do
time.
remember that now. That's
Sorry.
been that's
I
a
will
long
say I
time
do
ago.
love the Matt Damon, Jimmy Kimmel kind of like
I do too. I
beef
think
where they
they
just rip on each
have.
other, yeah. Including Ben Affleck and yeah, that
Yeah.
whole love triangle. Yeah, I do like that, but again, it's just those guys' personalities. It's not acting. It's just they're just bros, and
Sure.
they know how to get each other get under each other's skin. What was that, Jimmy? What was it, Jimmy Kimmel hired? There was something involving Tom Brady where they like, didn't they like burn down his garage or something like that? Like they went to his house and like they basically vandalized Matt Damon's house, Jimmy
Oh gosh,
Kimmel.
I didn't know this.
And brought Tom Brady with him, and Matt Damon loves Tom Brady because he's from Boston. And there was something there. You'll have to look it up, but that was a really funny episode. But again, it's just guys. I mean, I feel like we could be as funny as that. Like, it's just guys that know each other really well.
Just don't burn my garage down.
Yeah.
I love how we talked about Chris Pratt, but we immediately talked more about Matt Damon.
Yeah,
That's how
sorry.
That's how
utterly
vanilla he is.
unimportant that Chris
Yeah.
Pratt is, right? Like,
Yeah.
there is nothing more to say about him other than he's
No,
probably
I
just a
agree
dumb
with you
asshole.
too. I don't think he's a great actor either. I love Parks and Rec, and I think he did a great job in that, but I still, even in that, I don't think his acting is mind-blowing, you
Yeah,
know?
I'm not really ready for him to become like a action hero
Megastar?
type.
Sure.
Yeah.
I get it.
Well, my number five, I think, fits kind of in because this is what Chris Pratt would turn into if he got old and has been in a lot of action roles.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, his father-in-law.
And you're gonna, these are all names that came up, but this is not my number five. My number five, and it's going to come as a surprise because of the fact of the IP that he's kind of the face of. But it's Harrison Ford. I love, obviously, I love Star Wars. I love Indiana Jones. I love Blade Runner. I love all of these roles that he's played, but like, it's just Harrison Ford in that role. Like, he, in my mind, I don't think there's much skill there.
I might challenge that. I mean, Witness,
You,
Working Girl, and even like now in Shrinking, I do
I was going
enjoy
to say,
him
if
on
you've watched
Shrinking.
Shrinking,
I've not seen Shrinking, so maybe I
his
should try
acting
it.
in Shrinking is incredible, I think.
But it's
And
not just
actually,
Harrison Ford in that role.
it's not,
There is a bit of it. Like he's definitely got the crotchety old man thing going, right? Like that he's
And
developed
that's,
in his latent career, but he's playing a man who is diagnosed with Parkinson's, and frankly, the material, because it's a TV series, he's being pulled into doing more things, and particularly it's sort of stepping outside of the crotchetiness and trying to embrace being like a more loving dad type. And I think one of the things that's going to be really interesting is, so last week my boss is was in LA in Pasadena filming season three of Shrinking, because he'll be
Yeah, I
playing
saw that.
Jason Segel's dad,
I saw that.
and he's got to go back to do like a scene that's going to be between Jason Segel, Harrison Ford, and Jeff Daniels. And obviously, like, the Harrison Ford is the father figure on the TV show, and then you have the actual father kind of come into the story. So there's obviously going to be some conflict there. But yeah, I would kind of push back on Harrison Ford just a little bit. But that's, again, these are all subjective. So
Subjective.
I'm going to
And I
say one, and
haven't,
you guys are probably going
yeah.
to
Well,
fight
and I
me on
haven't seen
that.
that show. I'm strictly basing this on what I've seen
What you've watched.
in the
Sure.
stuff that I've seen. Yeah, I mean, The Fugitive way back was a little bit different. But like, he's literally Indiana Jones who's playing Han Solo. Like, it's all just the same stuff to me. Yeah, and now he's just turned into a crotchety old man. But I'm willing. I mean, I do want to watch Shrinking, so maybe I'll think differently after watching
Well,
that.
and
But
I think your caveat too is you're not saying he's bad or you don't like the movies he's in. You just think he's
no,
overrated
yeah,
in
right.
maybe where he ranks
I
among
mean,
actors.
and if you look at see how he got his start, he literally was me. He was a carpenter working out in LA, like, and he was just a pretty face, and they're like, hey, let's put him in some roles. I mean, it's my opinion. So that's my number five.
He had a story. I can't remember who it was. I think it was like Tony Curtis. It was something where it was one of his first movie roles, and they had cast him as like a waiter. And it was like somebody of that era previous to Harrison Ford, Tony Curtis, and they were like, what are you doing? You're doing the scene all wrong. Like, look at so and so. He's a movie star. Like, how he comes in, you got to be a movie star if you're going to be on camera. And Harrison Ford was like, I thought I was supposed to be a waiter.
All right, Caleb, you want to move on to your number four?
All right. So I'm guess I'm gonna keep going with the action heroes. And my number four is Jason Statham.
Okay.
I just I get it. He's an action guy. He's good at fight. I just don't think he's a good at, like, his acting's not great. And I
That
love a
actually
lot of
came
the
up.
stuff he's, I think there's a lot of stuff that he's in that I enjoy, and I've watched a lot of it, but I don't know. There's just something about him where I'm like, yep, every movie, it's the same thing. Literally, they're the same plot, the way he acts, everything. You know, he's just goes around beating people up, trying to rescue somebody or save something, or, you know, but it's just, I don't know. I just don't think he's a good actor.
Yeah, I think
Yeah.
that's a case too where, sometimes the studio execs that are green lighting these movies, it's
The
sort of
material's
forcing
bad.
certain
Sure.
actors into doing the
Yep.
same thing.
Yeah.
But it's funny, we were talking a week or so ago, and I kind of was asking a lot of people this question, like who they were, because I was trying to kind of
Yeah.
gather a good list.
Yeah,
And
it's a tough one.
yeah, and well, and I think I like sorted it differently and people on and took people off, but Jason Statham, whatever, he came up from two different people, actually.
Sure.
Yeah.
And he's in one of my favorite movies, like Snatched. I don't know if you ever watched the movie
Oh,
Snatched. It's
yeah.
a great movie, but I just, yeah, I just don't.
You like
Just his acting's
Diggs?
not great. You liked it? Yeah. I think that's my favorite Matt or Brad Pitt
Brad Pitt
acting
line. Yeah.
movie.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Brad Pitt will not be on my list.
Nope.
Okay. All right, Rob. What's your number four? Wait,
Brad
my number
Pitt. Just
four. If
kidding.
my number five was, what was that?
I
Brad
said
Pitt?
Brad Pitt because we both just said he wouldn't be on our list. So
Oh, no, actually, Brad Pitt is not on my list of overrated actors. I think
good.
he's probably one of the last of the movie stars, and I think
Yeah.
he's done enough variety in his
And Last
roles.
of the Mohicans.
No, that was Daniel Day-Lewis, wasn't it? Also not on my list. No, if my number five was somebody who coasted on his looks, my number four is someone who I think is extremely ugly, both physically and personally, is Adam Driver. Adam
Oh, okay.
Driver, Adam Driver, I think, is trying to stretch and do different things. He did a Star Wars. He was in Marriage Story. He famously stormed off of Fresh Air because they had played an audio clip of his acting, and he
Oh, I didn't know that.
refuses to watch or listen
Yeah,
to his own acting. And
famously, yeah.
I think it was like, famously won't watch his own acting, and they were a bit surprised that he won't even listen to his own acting. And he like cut off the interview with Terry Gross, which, it's just sort of like that's a little
That's
bit
kind of rude.
diva-ish.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
sure.
mean, it's like,
You could
yeah,
just
maybe you
say,
might have
yeah, I
said.
don't prefer to do this, but like, you're gonna throw a fit
Sure.
about it.
Yeah, he
Yeah.
threw a hissy fit, and I don't think he's got quite the clout to throw a hissy fit,
Yeah.
especially over something so vain.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's a good actor, and I think he's just a very wooden performer. Some people
Interesting.
liked him. He did a play on Broadway with Carrie Russell recently called Burn This, which is a Lanford Wilson play, and several people I know went to see it, and they all thought, Carrie Russell was acting her face off, but Adam Driver was great. And I was just like, I again, he actually, I think, is a bad actor.
Interesting. I would agree. I think he's terrible in Star Wars. Katie loves him. But I think it's just 'cause she likes looking at him. Especially without a shirt on. But I will say the one movie I did like him in, and it's kind of off of the beaten path a little bit, is Logan Lucky. If you ever get a chance to see that movie, it's a good movie. It's
Okay.
kind of like a movie that takes place down south. It involves like NASCAR racing and a bank heist, and he plays a very interesting character in it. But and I think in that movie, he wasn't a wooden character, but he had a wooden arm. He I think he was an
Oh God.
amputee. But he played it really well. But
So
anyway.
it was so his woodenness is method acting.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he would be, he's an honorable mention for me. I'm with you too. I think I love the character of Kylo Ren. I just don't think he's great in that character. And in Girls, I don't think he does a great job. I watched Girls quite, a couple episodes of that. So I haven't watched a ton of this stuff either, but
Yeah. Okay. All right, my number four, and I think this has come up in discussion a little bit amongst friends. My number four is Tom Cruise. I like the roles. I like Top Gun. I like Jerry Maguire. I like the movie Magnolia. But he's just kind of like, and again, I think it kind of pours over into his personal side a little bit. Obviously, he's
Sure.
famously a Scientologist, and he's kind of been through a lot of relationships in his life, and just like there's not really much to like about him other than his looks and the fact that he does all of his own stunts. Like,
And even then, I don't think that, I mean, that's kind of a more late career development for
yeah, it
him,
seems like it. Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You know, he was
Yep.
on my list. He was on my list until just about an hour ago, and I moved him to honorable mentions because there is some debate. I mean, on one level, some people would say he's also, again, like Brad Pitt, one of the last of the movie stars, is somebody who can do that kind of big, bankable, blockbuster type thing. But
Sure,
I would argue
he's
that
just
that's
a
just
name, though.
Mission, it's just Mission
Yeah.
Impossible.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he's not doing a big blockbuster in some other kind of role. He's just playing Ethan Hunt, and that's
Yeah.
it.
Or reviving an old role from the 80s in Top
Yeah,
Gun.
Top Gun. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Which I would argue Top Gun is, I'm sorry, I can't, I think Top Gun is a terrible movie.
Oh.
I think a lot of people think that. Yeah, you're talking about the original and or Maverick.
I haven't seen the second one because I hated the first one. Why would I go watch the second one?
Yeah.
So,
What about the beach volleyball
nope,
montage?
there's
He's
no
not a
part
gay
of,
man.
I mean, even the plot of Top
It
Gun is stupid. They're in training.
is
Like,
stupid. It's just a
it's just
big
a
pissing
training exercise.
contest.
Yeah,
It's a
it's
pissing
stupid.
contest in the air at 400 miles an hour, or
Yeah,
however fast
I
they're
don't know.
going.
I don't like top. I've never liked Top Gun.
It was,
Yeah.
yeah, it's kind of military propaganda.
Yeah, it
You know,
is.
it's funny. I was trying to think about some of the he was nominated for twice for an Oscar,
Never
I
won.
believe. Yeah, I believe it was Born on the 4th of July, and I think if
And A
it was
Few Good
ever.
Men, wasn't it? Two?
No, I think it was Magnolia for supporting actor.
Oh, is
And I
it?
think
Okay.
honestly, if he
Okay.
was ever going to win, it was going to be Magnolia. And because he didn't win, I think that's when he just leaned in hard into that like blockbuster
Sure.
make the money
Franchise.
role. Right.
Yeah. Sure.
So I think because he tried to stretch, although I'm not sure that that was really even a stretch, because his character in Magnolia is confronting Jason Robards, who is an absentee father, and Tom Cruise was ha is has an absent father.
Yeah.
So you know, again, the role kind of really fit him. Is it really a stretch? He probably is like a misogynistic cult leader if you look at Scientology and the
Sure.
women he ran through, and then you have
Yeah.
the father issues. So, you know, maybe that's why he didn't get the Academy Award, and he just was like, okay, we're just gonna go into this bankable blockbuster. I actually haven't seen very many of the Mission Impossible movies. It's just, you know, the
They're
first one
all the
was great.
same thing,
But
really.
yeah, they're all kind of the same, right?
I've
So,
seen most of them, and I enjoy it. They're enjoyable, but like it's the same plot every time, and every time you think he's gonna die and
right.
comes back, and
Jason
yeah,
Statham saves him.
Jason Statham. Yeah. So anyway, that's my number four.
Right. So
Caleb.
my number three is maybe my most controversial and the one that is an icon in acting that I just don't like his movies. I don't think he's a great actor, and it's Al Pacino.
Oh,
Ooh.
my brother had said that.
I just don't I don't get it. Like people are like, "Oh, he's so good. Have you seen this?" I'm like, "It's he's
He.
fine. I don't know. He's okay, but like I don't none of his movies are incredible to me, you know?
I'll say
I don't
he
know.
was so good. I feel like he hasn't, but yeah.
But I mean, well, at some time, I mean, he hasn't really done much of late. But I mean, even the young, like, you know, his, I don't know. I just, there's not a movie of his that I enjoy. I don't think his acting has anything that has blown me away. He just acts as a tough guy in everything he does, you know, that same character. So I don't know. I've never liked, I don't like any of his, there's not a movie of his that I go to, that I watch, that I enjoy. I just think he's overrated. I mean, because there are people that are like, he's one of the greatest living actors right now. And I'm like, I don't see it. I just don't see it.
That's a good choice. My some several
I'm not
people
going
had
to
brought
fight
him
it.
up too.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I kind of agree with that actually. I kind of wish I had thought of it.
It came, he came up in my mind, but I was like, well, I think it's more of like, for me, it's like he had some big roles early in his life and he kind of maybe almost got typecast as that type of
Sure,
actor
sure.
and has never been able to branch out of it because of, I mean, it's just his acting style and the way he talks and just like he's
Yeah,
not very
like I said,
broad talent wise.
when I
Well, and I
think
think he was very
Scarface.
fortunate to work in an era when he made a lot of iconic movies, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Godfather, Dog Day Afternoon,
Yeah. Scarface. Yeah.
some people might, Scarface. Some people may even say like later, like Scent of a Woman, but those are all like 30 plus years ago.
Yes. Sure. Yeah, the only one of his movies that I think is okay-ish is the one he did. I can't remember. I can never remember the name of it, but he's in it with Keanu Reeves, and he plays.
Oh, is that the devil one?
Yeah.
Ah,
He's like,
yes.
but I
I
can't.
was the devil's advocate, I think it's called.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. Yeah, I can never remember the name of it, but I remember watching that thinking, oh, it's all right. But again,
Yeah.
he's the same kind
He's
of
the same person.
macho
Yeah.
gangster
Yeah.
character.
Yeah.
So. And Scarface. I know people are like, oh, it's the one of the best
I do like
gangster. I'm like,
Scarface.
Scarface is terrible. I just don't think it's a good movie. I think it's a
That's
bad
okay.
movie, but that's
All
me. All right, I'm done ranting
right.
about Al Pacino.
No, it's good. I like it. That's a good one. All right. Rob, what's yours?
My number three is kind of combining the faults of number five, Chris Pratt, and the faults of number four, Adam Driver. It's someone who is good looking, but who has attempted to stretch in their acting roles, and someone who I think has allowed a lot of their personal life to kind of affect how I view them as a person, and that's Mark Wahlberg.
Okay.
I don't think
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg is that great of an actor. I think he's, he definitely was cast because of his looks. He has tried to do a lot of different things, comedy and
Yeah.
crime, and he has branched out. And some might even say he's a movie star. He just strikes me as an asshole.
Sure.
What
about the Funky Bunch, though?
Again, assholes.
No, I don't disagree with you. I don't think he's great either. I think he's very overrated, and but yet he's in everything under the sun, it seems like. So.
Yeah, he definitely works.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I liked him at, what was the Ted movie with the talking bear, the teddy bear thing. I
Oh,
thought that was
sure.
funny, but like I didn't think it needed to be him.
Yeah, anybody could have done that for the most
Yeah,
part, yeah.
anybody could have played that role. My number three, I think his brother is really talented. I think
Donnie
he
Wahlberg.
No, my number three has a brother. But my number three is Liam Hemsworth. We've been seeing him a lot in the Hunger Games series lately. My daughter is reading those books and watching those movies, and he's definitely, it seems like he's always cast as, hot guy number two in whatever movie he's in. Yeah, he obviously he's not Thor, he's not his brother, Chris Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth, I think, is funny, obviously good looking, has a very wide range of skills, but I feel like he's just like trying to live up to his brother, but he can't, sort of thing. And it's crazy, like he famously dated and married Miley Cyrus. I feel like that was always a weird arrangement there. And then the crazy thing about him now is he's going to be replacing Henry Cavill in The Witcher, which is kind of a like I can't see anybody replacing that actor in The Witcher. I'm not even a Witcher fan, but like It just seems like he's always been kind of like the second one into a lot of things, whether it's life with his brother or whether it's roles he's played in. He just I've never liked anything that he's played. Like I've liked movies he's been in, but I've never liked the characters he's played. I feel like he's just not a very like he's good looking, but he's not a very convincing actor. I've never seen him play a convincing part in any role he's in. So
Right.
that's my number three.
I don't think I've ever watched anything he's ever been in
You not
that
seen the Hunger
I'm
Games
aware of.
movies?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Trying to think what else he was in. He was in Paranoia. He was in Independence Day. I think one of the, I think it was in one of the,
Not the
no, it
OG.
wasn't not the
Yeah.
OG one, but it was in one of the sequels. He was in,
Yeah.
wasn't he in The Dressmaker? I think he was in The Dressmaker. But yeah, I mean, obscure
Yeah.
movies.
Yeah, I've
And
definitely never seen
kind of an
anything he's
obscure
been in.
actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a big Miley Cyrus fan, and so I was happy when I heard they broke up. So anyway, yeah. Liam, sorry. Sorry, bro.
Sorry, bro.
All right, so that's our number threes. Should we move on to number two, Caleb?
Yeah. I don't know if anybody will argue in favor of this individual. I don't know how you can, and that is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh,
Yeah, that's a
I
one
love
that
him.
came up a lot. Yeah.
I
I
love
just
him.
I just don't like him as an actor.
Okay.
I just think he's not great. I
A
every time
meathead.
I'll yeah, I just think he's
My number
I
two is
just
going to be better than your number two.
okay.
They're related.
They're
They're related. You'll
related. Oh, is
understand what I
yours
mean.
John
Oh,
Cena?
what's okay.
No. It could be John
We'll
Cena.
get to it. We'll get to it.
Okay, sorry.
Go ahead. Finish your
I'm
thought. Sorry.
trying to think of his acting partner in all of the movies, the comedian whose name I can't remember now.
Kevin
Anyways,
Hart.
yeah, I just there's just a lot of I don't know. I don't think he's a good actor. I think he's fine in doing blockbuster movies. You know, I guess he draws a large box office, but I just don't think he has
Does your
skills as an
daughter
actor.
know that you voted against Maui from Moana?
Yeah. And I love Moana. I don't know. And then his singing and that stuff hurts my soul a little bit.
Oh, he's just talk singing, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm not a Rock fan. So he's my number two. I think he's overrated and he's in everything and he's
Yeah.
constantly acting and it boggles my mind.
Yeah, I think for him, like it's more he's like the like I think he is a really good person, and then so I think that's why I do like him.
Sure.
I think he is funny. I think he's charismatic. But you're probably right. He's not a great actor.
So when I did the overrated actors, I didn't take anyone's like personal life or any of that stuff into consideration. Mine was strictly on things I've watched of theirs and their acting performances that I think are bad. I mean, I don't know enough about The Rock to know whether he's good or bad or yeah, he's got charisma, obviously. That's how he's made it this far, but I just think his
The kids
acting
would say he's
skills.
got the
Yeah, his acting, and
Riz.
I know he's got the muscles and all that, but I just think his acting is bad. I've never, again, I've never been like thought, oh, that was a good performance. It's always like, you know, he beat up some guys.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, I mean, aside from Disney movies, I'm not gonna argue with that. But I think he is really good in Moana. But again,
Sure.
it's just a voice role. So we'll see how he does in the live action.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Right, Rob, what's your number two?
Right, my number two may not be fair because this is my dead choice. This is an icon,
That's my dead choice.
and it's
Is
John
it?
Wayne.
Oh.
John Wayne, not a great actor, didn't really stretch. I would even argue that he's not even a great Western actor. I think that's Clint Eastwood,
Yeah.
or maybe Gary Cooper in High Noon. But I've seen a lot of his movies. My dad loved John Wayne. Like, that was definitely like an imprint on like any baby boomer dad that anyone has. It was a swagger that really was about it. I just don't have much to say. But John Wayne, again, maybe it's not fair to list someone dead, right? Because are they overrated today? It's not like Gen Z is
They're
talking
a
about
product
John
of their
Wayne. I mean,
generation.
nobody's watching John Wayne movies, really.
Well, but I do think he has some, still has some clout. You know, like I still think there are people that, you know, talk about like a John Wayne type man. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, what happened to the, I hear that all the time. Like, what happened to the John Waynes of the world? And I'm like, no, he's dead, thank God. But I'm with you. I don't think he's a great actor either.
Yeah, I think part of
There you
it, I
go, Gresham.
mean, I think he is part of it is he's a product of his generation, but also, yeah, not a very, I think you can look at many other people that are just more Western, more cowboyish, more flexing their acting skills among different types of movies. He was always just that type of character, and
More
so.
interesting. I mean, he doesn't seem to be playing in any kind of ambiguity. There's this it's this manufactured assuredness, right? But you could also argue that that's of the era, right? Like,
Because of the
America had
era.
manufactured assuredness, and it was definitely he's a product of the studio system, so he probably was not given a whole lot of opportunities. But I had Tom Cruise in this slot for number two, and I took him off because, overrated, underrated, it's hard to say. I mean, but John Wayne, John Wayne was my last minute addition, so I'm sticking to it.
Well, it's good because you knew I was going to have him, so we didn't need to talk about him twice. So, Tom Cruise.
Oh, I didn't. I don't know that I knew you
No,
were
you
going to have
didn't.
him.
No, but it worked out perfect for the podcast. Cool. All right, Caleb. My number two is Vin Diesel. Notable roles: Fast and Furious, Fast Five, Fast and Furious Six, Furious Seven, Fate of the Furious, F9, F Fast X, all the Fasts, all the Furious. He voiced the Iron Giant, which a lot of people like, but who would know that it was even him? He voiced Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy. Who
It's
would
his
know?
best acting role.
Who would know? Yeah, and all he said is, "I am
I
Groot."
am Groot.
He famously kind of got discovered by being in Saving Private Ryan, which, if you told me he was in Saving Private Ryan, I'd be like, "Oh, he was?"
So was Matt Damon.
So was Matt Damon. So was Jason Schwartzman. So was like a lot of people that you wouldn't even realize were in it. But yeah, he's built a billion-dollar career off of saying family in different tones. He drives muscle cars, and he's got a shaved head, and obviously he allegedly feuded with The Rock in Fast and Furious 8 because of differing philosophies. And yeah, he's just that, like, he is the most. Like, when you talk about The Rock not being a good actor, I would be like, what about Vin Diesel? Because Vin Diesel
I
is
agree.
even more vanilla than The Rock. Like, The Rock has charisma. Vin Diesel is just muscles and
The
low
only reason
voice.
I would put The Rock above Vin Diesel is The Rock is in everything. Vin Diesel's
Well,
only in
because
Fast
he's
and
good.
Furious.
Because he's got charisma.
No, I agree. I'm
Because
with you.
people like him, probably.
Vin Diesel's not great, for sure.
I think, Caleb, you just made like a really interesting point there, though. Like, right, like Vin Diesel just is like Fast and Furious and like nothing else. Whereas The Rock
Well,
does have more of a variety
Well,
of
and isn't that kind of like
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood though? Like people work with the
Yeah.
people they like working with.
Sure.
And so
Oh,
if
yeah.
you're only in one type of movie, it's probably telling you something about the kind of
Yeah,
actor they are.
absolutely. Well, but it's not even, in his case, it's not even one type of movie. It's just one franchise,
It's just one
Correct.
franchise.
That will not die. Yeah.
So anyway, that's my number
But
two.
unfortunately, the franchise will not die, but Paul Walker, alas, still.
Paul Walker.
So the only reason I didn't think I put Vin Diesel on my list is just because I think I've watched like one of his movies. Like he doesn't even like he didn't even come into my mind because I just have never I don't watch any of his stuff. So
What was that early movie he was in? It was like Pitch Dark or something like that,
it
or
well he was in Triple X. Remember that
well,
movie?
Triple X. That was
No, but you're right.
But no, I know
I
you're talking
think it was
about
called
Riddick.
Pitch Black. Yeah, but Riddick was
Chronicles
part
of
of that.
Riddick. Yeah, that was a
That was all
spinoff or
from
something. Yeah, or a prequel or something. Yeah, so that I think that one was good, but that was way early when he was a nobody, and it was probably more of a, I don't know.
Still wasn't good.
I'm not fighting for him.
he didn't have to talk. He didn't talk. Most of
Yeah,
the time
that's
he just
true.
stood there and
Wasn't
just
he
made a
blind
face.
too? Yeah.
No, he could see in the dark, I think.
Yeah, something like
His
that.
eyes were special. I think he could see in the
Yeah.
dark, and that's why he survived the thing.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I know I
Yeah.
watched it, but I don't remember it.
The
That was
role
like
was
one of the
written
only
for him
ones.
because they knew that he couldn't talk and he couldn't act.
That was the that's I think the only movie I've ever seen of his, because I've never watched any of the Fast and
Yeah.
Furious movies.
So
Okay,
that's
so my
my
number
number
one,
two.
Jay, I'm sorry. You just said we never have to talk about this guy again, but we do, because
Uh-oh.
my number one is Tom Cruise.
Oh my gosh, all
I
three.
think,
Now I wish I had had it, because we had a
yeah.
that's like a high five jackpot.
Yep. I think I just again I don't think he's a good actor for the hype that he gets and for I mean I don't know. I've never liked Tom Cruise. There's not a movie of his that I go back and like, oh, that's a really good movie. That's
Yeah.
he has a good performance in that. I think most of his roles and movies are way overrated,
Yeah.
and make little sense to me why they get so much commercial acclaim. So I don't know. I mean, and he's not an actor, I think, who always plays Tom Cruise. Like, I think he can act in different ways, but I just think overall it's not good. Like
Yeah.
I just don't enjoy any of his performances.
I think Rob kind of hit on something there where he tried to broaden his horizons and failed. And so then he was like, well, I'm really good at making
Sure.
guy flicks, and guys will go to the movie to go see guy flicks. And so he'll just make some Top Guns, and he'll make some
Mission
Mission
Impossibles.
Impossible movies. Yeah.
Oh
So.
man, this is like the slot machine, and you get one cherry, two cherry,
And we almost got it.
and then
It
you get a
was
triangle.
There,
That's all right.
and it just barely fell off.
I realize right now I give my number one choice. I could change it to Tom Cruise. I could,
Sure.
but I was really saving my number one.
Don't change it. Keep it. Keep it. You got it.
It's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh.
Every time I see his face, and every time I see him try to act, I want to pick up the phone, dial 911, and report a mugging. He just does nothing but mugging on the camera. He's a brilliant writer. Not gonna
Yes.
like Hamilton, In the Heights,
Can write a great song.
can write great songs for Disney, like keep writing. But as soon, 10 years ago, Hamilton released, and then they again tried to make him a movie star. He was in Mary Poppins and all these other things, right?
I liked it.
He is terrible. I had the good fortune of seeing Hamilton with the original cast minus him, because what would happen is on Sundays his swing, oh God, whose name I can't remember right now, Javier Muniz, who was part of the development process for Hamilton. So he is part of like the original cast in many ways, but he would perform Hamilton on Sundays. And so I was second row seeing Hamilton, original cast, Leslie Odom, all of them. And it was Javier Muniz. And it was funny because even when Ben Brantley from the New York Times was reviewing Hamilton back in 2015, they were like, and Hamilton is sexy on Sundays, right? Like, so that was how
I gotta
they
see this guy. What's his name?
Javier Muniz.
Javier
And even
Muniz.
he's not even anything really to look at, but there was just a stage swagger vibe energy.
Sure. Oh,
But yeah, but Lin-Manuel Miranda, he gets up there and he just looks like this, and it just sounds oh, love is love. And I'm just like, oh God, like I want to see him never on my screen ever again.
I'm not gonna disagree. I love Hamilton, but not for his role. I love Hamilton for Leslie Odom. I love Hamilton for Josh Groff. I love Hamilton for,
You mean
basically
Jonathan?
Jonathan Groff. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, like basically for every other person. Like, I love the
And the lyrics.
songs.
Yep.
Yeah, I love what he made, but I
Right.
don't love him doing it necessarily.
And
Yeah,
In the
I think
Heights
you're
is actually
probably right.
a great musical.
Yeah,
Great musical.
Yep.
But and so I love
And
watching him write, but I
he
don't
wrote
love
all
the.
those songs in Mary Poppins Returns.
Yeah.
And I love that movie, but I don't think he adds anything special to it. Yeah.
Right.
I bet he probably wouldn't disagree with your opinions, because I don't think he thinks he's a great actor.
Well, then why
Yeah.
does he keep putting himself on the fucking
But he,
stage?
well,
Well,
I think part of it was he really wanted to make sure, when you put that much time and effort into it, I think he thought he could make Hamilton bigger by just having his name. Obviously, he wrote it, but like having your name attached to it, I think has a little cachet, but I don't know. What I've heard, I've seen interviews with him where he's
you
flat out
feel.
kind of said, like, I'm not the best actor, like
Yeah.
my skill set is in writing and in creating things. So
Interesting.
I and that's why I mean, I can't think of he's done anything else other than Hamilton and Mary Poppins, right? Has he done anything else?
He was in the film version of In the Heights. He's been in a lot of different TV shows. He hosted SNL one night, and then he famously just came back for like the last episode of the season, right? For the Nate Bargatze, or maybe I can't remember who it was, but yeah, he's been a lot of things. He's been on a, like a How I Met Your Mother episode. He's kind of appeared in a lot of places. He did a lot of acting on Broadway tours and on Broadway before Hamilton, again in the Heights, which he was also in that film version. He was actually he loves Star Wars, so he wrote the music for The Force Awakens, and then I think he played an Imperial Guard in one of the movies. So I don't know. For me, like Hamilton is, or sorry, Lin-Manuel
Yeah, I mean, if you're
Miranda.
talking actors, I'm
Sure.
not going to disagree. Okay. All
Creative
right.
genius, though, right? I mean, we could
Right.
all agree to that
Yeah.
for sure.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree with that. All right, my number one. We've danced around this guy all night, but
Ooh.
we've never actually brought him up and talked about him. He was in he was a he's a good writer, he's a good director. He's tried to play superheroes. He gets
I can't
A-list
figure out who
roles.
this is.
I know, I can't
He
either.
gets A-list roles, but he brings B-minus energy. His performances sometimes feel like he's thinking about Dunkin' Donuts during takes.
Oh God, Ben Affleck.
yeah, despite everything, he's actually won two Oscars, but neither of them for acting.
Right.
He's a co-writer of obviously Good Will Hunting, and he was a director and a lead in Argo, but he didn't win the Oscar for his acting in it. He won it for the director. And he was also in Gone Girl. He was in Geely, if you remember that
The greatest
blockbuster.
cinematic movie ever made.
He was in Daredevil, and he played Batman for a bunch of years. It's a tough one because a lot of people say I look like him, but I mean, maybe I act like him too because I'm not an actor. But yeah, so Yeah, Ben Affleck's my number one. He
I can
never
see
plays a
that.
very convincing role to me.
Sure.
I like him. I think he's very talented when it comes to writing and producing, but like he just doesn't have the chops for me. I think Matt Damon's way
I
better.
agree with that. I think Ben Affleck is somewhat limited in his range, right? He can
Yeah.
either do angry Bostonian or like sad eye, hangdog look Bostonian, right? But like,
Yep.
he's been given comedic material, but he's still kind of playing like the douchey bro, almost like the straight man in the comedic material. Like, he's never going to be delivering a punchline or doing physical comedy. He's not going to be dancing. He's not going to be do singing. He's very limited in what he does, and it's just anger and sadness.
But he's very successful, so
Yeah.
it is what it is. So that's my number one.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, I can see that. Ironically, I'm going to be going to see a movie with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon
Yes, you
tomorrow.
are. Yes, you. I love
So,
that movie.
it's been difficult to watch. It's just and streaming, and this movie is Dogma. It's one of Kevin Smith's films.
I've
They've
seen
done a
it.
25th anniversary re-release, and so I am missing Jay's birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Jay. Because my friend and I got tickets because there's either a 7:30 Tuesday night showing or like a 4 o'clock Wednesday showing, and both of us have jobs, so we can't do it. But they've re-released Dogma. Linda Fiorentino, Alanis Morissette plays God, George Carlin,
That's right.
Alan Rickman,
It's a lot of people.
there's a lot of great people in it, and so I'm
And Buddy
actually excited to
Jesus.
see. Yeah, Buddy Jesus, who that looks like looks like Big Boy, Elias Brothers Big Boy.
I love that. I might watch that tonight as a birthday
I haven't
present.
seen that movie in a long time. Yeah.
Do you own
Get
it?
you can't
Because
find it on streaming?
you can't find it on streaming.
Oh, I'll
No.
find it.
It's, yeah.
I'll find it. It'll fall off the back of a truck somewhere.
Maybe you should skip your birthday drinks and come join us in the theater
There you
tomorrow.
go. Maybe we will. Maybe we
It's
will.
at
We'll
the
see who's.
State Theater, the theater you've not been to.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
All right. Anybody
So I
got
don't
any
think
honorable
any of
mentions?
us.
Go
None of
ahead.
us had fe a female actress, right?
No.
I had one and I switched out Harrison Ford for her.
So who's that? Does she fall into honorable mention category?
I realized that I've watched a bunch of the stuff that she's in, but I've never, like, she's in some shows, but I haven't seen like full seasons of it. She's in a couple movies, but I haven't seen the whole thing of the movies. But she's definitely very famous right now, and that's Sydney Sweeney. She's in Euphoria, she was in White Lotus, she was in Madam Web. She's really famous for two reasons, and they're both on the front of her chest. And I don't think she has much skill. Like, she's just a pretty face, and she likes to flaunt her breasts. Like, that's all she is to guys, and I think that's the only reason she's famous. So
Okay.
that's one of my honorable mentions. I have two other ones. Armie Hammer, who
Okay.
famously played the Winklevoss twins in The Social Network. And he was also in Call Me By Your Name. And he
Yeah.
also played the Lone Ranger
Yeah.
in the Lone Ranger movie, which was terrible, which I wanted to be good.
And he was in Death on the Nile,
Oh, yes. Yeah.
the remake of Death on the Nile with
Yep.
Gal Gadot.
Yep. Which I actually liked the movie, but I don't think he played a very good role. But,
Right.
yeah, so that was one of mine. And then the other one is Mark Ruffalo. Not a big fan of Mark Ruffalo. Like, he plays the Hulk in the Avengers movies. He was in Spotlight. He was in Shutter Island. He was in.
Yeah, but he's been in a lot of things in a lot of different types of roles.
Oh yeah,
I think he's
he
actually
is one
great.
of
He was
those.
in and yeah.
He is one of those actors that it seems like he is one of the people that like a lot of people like working with. So I think he's
Right.
probably like he's a I think he's probably a good person, and he probably is talented, but to me, I've never looked at him in any of those roles I just talked about. And when I think about those movies, I don't think about him.
Yeah, he's another one, kind of like Ben Affleck, where he tends to fall into either the angry guy or the sad guy.
Yeah.
And I think had he not done the Incredible Hulk, I would question whether he has any ability to do comedy. But I think with the Incredible Hulk, he is able
Yeah.
to do a comedy,
Yeah.
whether it's in, the Avengers movies or one of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. Yeah, but he was in You Can Count on Me, The Normal Heart, Spotlight. Zodiac, a great
Oh, yeah.
film.
Yep.
So that's an
But just
interesting
like,
choice. Yeah, I don't.
yeah.
Yeah.
Just like all of those, though. Like, even Zodiac, it's like, I would have forgotten that he was in that.
Yeah.
He's just kind of forgettable. But clearly people like working with him, so it seems like he's good at getting roles and good at staying around and having a good long career. So like he must be good at it, but he plays that forgettable character to me.
Right.
Sure.
How about you, Caleb? Any other honorable mentions you have?
The only honorable mention I had, which I probably should have put on the list, was Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Man, we are really dancing around Ben
Yeah.
Affleck.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez to me is a terrible actress.
Well, I mean, she's not an actress. She's a musician. She's a dancer.
She's
Yeah.
been in a lot of movies.
Oh yeah. You didn't like what was that? What was that comedy? It was a rom-com. Made in Manhattan. Was that the one she was in?
Oh,
Oh.
with Matthew McConaughey.
McConaughey. Yeah. Yep.
That was the only, I think that's the only movie that she's ever been in that I actually enjoyed, but it wasn't like because of her.
Yeah. Wait, Jay, go back to your list because you've mentioned Nepo babies. Is Sydney Sweeney a Nepo baby? Or
I don't think
Mark
so.
Ruffalo is not a Nepo baby. Vin
Liam
Diesel is not a
Hemsworth.
Nepo baby, right?
Liam Hemsworth is the only Nepo baby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The other one that came up in discussion that I didn't even put on my list was the Dakota Johnson.
Okay.
But I didn't end up putting her on just because I was afraid of putting women on my list. But
So
yeah, I don't know about Sydney Sweeney.
I have one person who is a Nepo baby and is female. It's the only female on my honorable mention list, and it's Angelina Jolie.
Yep.
John Voight's daughter, in a
Yes.
lot of roles. Again, I don't see her doing like really good comedy, right? She's
Sure.
got kind of this either fucked up girl or femme fatale, right? Like that's sort of like all she could do, right? Like she's not going to do anything like really sweet or motherly or nice or
Yeah.
wonderful or anything. I mean, she's just that's just fucked up girl or femme fatale. So.
Live update. Sydney Sweeney is not a Nepo baby. She is a child of a former criminal defense law lawyer, and her father is a hospitality professional, and they're
Okay.
both from Idaho. And she actually is famously kind of like a grease head, like she likes working on cars and stuff, which is kind of cool about her.
Oh, so she'll be pairing up with Vin Diesel in a Fast and
She'll be
Furious.
in the next.
Yep, you
Okay.
got it.
Yeah,
You know,
Fast
I
20.
one thing about her is like she's also young, so
Yeah.
there may be a chance for her, right? And she has done some comedy, and I will say that first season of White Lotus, her and her friend, those two girls, like they actually terrified the shit out of me, just the way they were just so like judgy, canceling,
Yeah. But is she just
yeah.
playing
So I had Tom
herself?
Cruise. I don't know that she's playing herself. I actually don't think she is in
Okay.
that. But yeah, my other honorable mentions, I took this person off because they just got in trouble last week. But they have won an Oscar for a role that I thought was not really a good use of this. And I really liked this actor when they made their debut back in 1994, and it's Jared Leto. Jared Leto famously made his debut in My So-Called Life as Jordan
Yeah.
Catalano, the object of Claire Danes' affection.
And Katie's.
Oh, okay. And but you know, I Dallas Buyers Club, which he won an
Yes.
Academy Award for, Suicide Squad, just overall weirdness. And
Blade Runner
I don't think he's going to
2049.
be, yeah, I don't think he's going to be hired much more, given some of the stories surrounding him.
Sure.
But I think he's another, I think he's somebody who's actually gone off the rails, so he's another kind of odd duck.
Yeah. Isn't he? And he's in the he's in this upcoming Tron reboot too, which Disney's pouring a bunch of money into. I think it's coming out. Is it? I think it's at the end of this year. Tron. It's
Okay.
like Ares or something like that. Tron, Ares. Yeah, coming out at
I
the end
know
of
they're
this
coming out with
year.
a new one. I don't remember what the name one the new one's
Yeah,
called.
it's Ares. When we were at, we went to D23 last year, the big Disney convention, and we got to see the first trailer last September. But they just, I think they just released the trailer to the public like a few months ago. Might have been like for the Super Bowl or something. But yeah, they're putting a lot of eggs in that basket. So, anyway, okay.
All
Yeah, I
right,
think
well,
you're right.
we've
I've
done it.
never
We did
been a
our
big
overrated
Jared Leto fan.
actors.
I do like
Yeah.
what's his band's name? 30
30
Seconds to
Seconds to
Mars.
Mars.
I like the band. I've always liked the band. But yeah, not a big fan of his acting skills. But maybe that
I
was
can't
just
think
because
of
I was
anything that he's
jealous
been
of
in other than
Katie
Dallas
Loveland.
Buyers Club that I've seen. I can't think of anything else.
Did
I
you
know
ever
I've
see
watched he was
that?
Joker in Suicide Squad. He
Yeah.
was just
Yeah,
in a lot of kind
I
of
never
different
watched
movies.
those.
Yeah.
Did you see Blade Runner 2049?
Nope.
Oh man,
I
that's
actually
another
forgot
one.
he was in that.
Yeah, he plays the what's his name? Durden or no, I forget the guy's name. He's like
The manufacturer, the business owner, or
the
whatever. Yeah.
manufacturer of the droids, yeah. But anyway,
Anyways.
cool. Well,
So, what
guys,
do we think we want to talk about?
yeah. Let's see.
That would be
So it's
Jay
mine.
next, right? You,
It's
yeah.
my pick. And let's see. I had it narrowed down between two here. Let me look at the list.
Make it a real positive one.
Okay. Or we
All
could just keep rolling with the hate. No, I think I got it here. Just let me look at these other ones that I put down. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with karaoke songs.
Okay.
I need a music theme. I'm a music guy.
All right.
I love me some music. And we sang karaoke a few weeks back at the bar, and as we've been riding in the vehicle as a family lately, we've been, you know, go through songs and be like, could we sing this on karaoke? No, that part's too hard. But like, I love thinking about songs that you could actually sing in a karaoke setting. So give me your top five karaoke songs, not songs you love. They can't be songs you love. You got to be able to sing them, and you might have to perform your
So
number
yeah,
one.
mine will have to be like, and mine's gonna be the carpool karaoke
And I know
version
what
because that's
Rob's
most
number
likely where this
one's
would
gonna
happen.
be.
Well, I already talked about it back in Guilty Pleasures.
So you can
All
make it
about
your
that
number
bass.
one, or you can skip it. You can decide, Rob, where you want to put Super Bass.
Okay.
I think that'll be a fun one. Stretch our brains a little bit.
Okay.
Can you hit that note? Can you hit that money note?
Oh,
I
that's not
cannot.
you didn't say was this you'd be good at it. This is just ones you like to do.
Karaoke
No. songs. No, no. Yeah,
Yeah,
but
but
that
that
doesn't mean
doesn't mean
we're
you have to be
good
good
at
at
it.
it. Okay, would you
Yeah.
perform? Okay, your five songs that you would perform if you had to do karaoke.
I
Yeah,
look at
wait,
it as
that's.
yeah, things I love to sing along to in the car or with, the family likes to sing along to in the car. That's the way I'm looking at it.
I know, but if you're up in the front of your friends at a bar
You're not going to give
and
me,
you're
I can't
missing
give
those
you,
lines because
listen to
it's too
me.
fast or you can't hit those notes, you're going to look like a dumbass.
Listen to me. Then I won't have a top five because I can't hit any of the notes. It's all gonna be
Yeah, I
bad. I
can't hit
can't
any of the
sing.
notes
So
anyways. Yeah.
I
Yeah,
know,
I
but you
don't
got
hit
to be
any
able
of
to
the
keep up with
notes.
the song. You got to be able to
No,
keep
no,
up with
no,
the
no.
song.
Yeah, for sure. I can do that. I can handle
Look,
that.
like
you know music.
it's just
Yeah.
karaoke. It's you're not supposed to
I
be good
know.
at karaoke.
I know, but you know what I mean. You got to be able to, like, there are songs that I would like to say that I could sing karaoke, but I can't. But there are songs that I can. So
All
what are
right.
they? Cool,
It
guys.
might be relatively heavy Ben Folds, just
That's
throwing it out.
totally fine.
Ooh.
I've seen Ben Folds in concert about 8 times, 6 times, 7 times. I have to double check.
We were just there. Did you go to his? He was in Detroit.
I haven't seen a Ben Folds concert actually in probably about 10, 15 years, though. Like, I was hitting him like right at the like that college, post-college
Got it. Yeah,
age.
we
Yeah.
went. He did. He was at the. He was with the Grand Rapids, or I mean, the Detroit Symphony, in May, end of May.
Very cool.
We
My
were
one
there.
and only time was when we went with you guys, Caleb,
Yep.
at 20 Monroe Live in
20
Grand
Monroe.
Rapids. That was the
Yep.
last time. First and last. Not, I mean, I like Ben Folds, but there are 20 other artists that I would go see before Ben Folds. Probably 30.
It's okay.
Still love you.
I won't take it personally.
All right, guys. Well, it was a good discussion, and it's good to see you. Good to get back in the groove of things. I'm going to be actually gone for a couple weeks, but
And happy birthday, Jay.
thank you. I'm finally turning 30.
You made it. Congratulations to the 30
All
club.
right, I'm going to hit the stop button right now.
For listening to the High Five Podcast. We'd love to hear what your high fives would be or what you thought of ours. You can find us on Facebook or email us at thehighfivepodcast@gmail.com or just say hi if you know us in real life. And a big thank you to our friend Trevor Durheimer for the awesome intro and outro music. See you next time.